God is at work in all kinds of interesting ways. By the way, did you notice something this morning? There were a couple of beautiful pieces of artwork that appeared a couple of weeks ago. There are now four of them. And I hear rumors, Sally, I hear rumors that that got completed about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
I have a question. Are you crazy?
She's an artist.
I didn't get sleepy till 5.
Why did you do that?
Because I'm leaving and I wanted to finish them before I left.
Because I'm leaving and I wanted to finish, she says. Because she's a servant of God. And we are blessed. We are blessed indeed. Thank you. It's a busy time. Oh my goodness, a busy time. One of the least favorite things to do in my entire life is move. Valerie can tell you that I don't easily get rid of stuff.
True.
Valerie gets rid of stuff.
Yes.
Usually mine. Sometimes I know about it. Getting rid of stuff, packing stuff, and moving day is rapidly approaching. It's been our joy and privilege to have Al and Sally as a part of this congregation for a number of years. And not only part of the congregation, but part of the important ministry that happens in this community. As Al has served as police and fire chaplain, not only in Tukwila, but it sort of extends a little beyond that, I think. And Al graciously consented because I told him I wouldn't let him leave town if he didn't, to share with us one more time what God's been doing. Bless you, my brother. I think that mic probably will work for you.
Good morning, everyone. A little after 4. Actually, I went to bed at midnight and then woke up at 4 and got her to go and come to bed. So, as I was working on telling you what it's been like to be the chaplain in our community, because this is our community, it's not just my community, it's your community, it was hard to decide what to tell you this morning. Because it has been such a privilege to be able to do God's work in God's way as my job. Now, yes, sometimes the pager goes off at 3 a.m. Sometimes it goes off at 6:30 like it did last Wednesday morning. And I got up. No, it was Thursday morning. I got up Wednesday morning and knew that there was this big party at the community center, which you'll see a little more about in a minute. And that was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to let the city thank me. And they did very graciously. But Thursday morning, 6:30 a.m., I got a page. So I jumped in my clothes and kissed my wife goodbye and said, pray. And which she has always done. And I walked 4 houses down the street. And our former mayor, Steve Mullett, had a major heart attack. He's still at Valley. He's very critical. And so I shared with his son, Scott, that we would pray for him in the family. I sat with Bonnie for about 2 hours. She fed me breakfast. me and her sons, and we talked about their trip. They just got back from a trip to New Zealand and Australia. But it has been such a privilege to just be here in this community. I had breakfast with a couple of pastors that come to our Friday pastor's breakfast yesterday morning. And there were three people that walked into the restaurant that I knew from this community. You know, one of them was a city councilman. One of them was the wife of a police officer. You know, I mean, I literally cannot go anywhere, whether it's to Costco or Safeway or wherever, and not meet one of you or one of the people of our community, or as the Lord does every once in a while, He surprises me with people whose homes I've been to. And they come up to me and they say, "You're the chaplain that came to my house." And they say, "Thank you for coming. You were such a comfort." And, you know, I just praise the Lord and thank Him for, because He knows. He knows what's going on in my life and what's going on in their life. And I just try and be His servant. I've tried to be His servant. I have said some dumb things at times, like we all do in different opportunities. But to this congregation, you have, whether you know it or not, I've been one of your missionaries, and I greatly appreciate that, because that's helped me drive the miles that I drive and go and do the things that I do. Thank you. Truly thank you.
Gracious God, thank you. Thank you for the gift that you have given to us of Al and Sally. Thank you for the ways in which you have blessed us through them and continue to bless us through them. Thank you for what you have accomplished not only in this church but in this community through them. Lord, as you have now brought change, transition into their lives and ours, I pray that in very obvious ways, you will go with them as they move. That you would lead them into new fields of service. That you would open up doors before them. That you would grant them in the midst of the turmoil of change, your peace and your joy. And I pray, Lord, that one day in the not too distant future, as they're perhaps sitting in their living room in Boise, they'll be able to look back and say, "Thank you, Lord, for what you have done." In anticipation, we thank you for what you are doing. And Lord, we commit them to you. Thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you for your faithfulness to them. We entrust them to the God who loves us and them. In Jesus' name, amen. I know many of you are going to want to tell some Al and Sally stories, and I'm so glad we're having a picnic today. I can't imagine, well, I can imagine, and it's good, what I'm going to hear around those tables. There is, however, a little bit of sharing I would like to do right now, because we're blessed with Joe Duffy's presence. Joe serves on, has served for years, a number of years. I'd better be careful how I phrase that, hadn't I? on the Tukwila City Council. Brother, representing the city of Tukwila.
Good morning. Good morning. All right, let's sign. This is grateful. This is not a day off. This is just something to be proud of. Okay, my name is Joe Deff, and I've been on the city council for the last 36 years, and I'm proud. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for doing it, for blessing for me. Because, see, during the election, you all made it so that I didn't have to run. Because you all made it put me in. You did that for 36 years. But I would like to say on behalf of the Tukwila City Council that Al was one of us. At night, things happened. We would call him, and he would be there. He didn't want to work for the Tukwila Police and the city, but he also was there for the Tukwila City Council. And I like to appreciate and let him know how we feel about him. And that was great. Because Al was there. Al was there when I got there, came there, he came along and was our pastor for our police and fire. He was always there when we prayed at the pole, when at the flagpole to pray for the flag. So Al was there. He's going to be greatly missed. And on behalf of the Tukwila City Council, there's another one of us here, Cato Guard, also serve on the City Council. We would like to give out a thing, say, on behalf of the Tukwila City Council, Al, you will never leave. You will always be there with us. Thank you, and may God bless you all and your wife and your next journey, because you will always be with us. Thank you, and thank you all for giving me the opportunity to say this.
Amen.